You're listening to SBS News.
With its ports and tunnel to cross the English Channel, northern France has long been a magnet for people seeking to illegally migrate to Britain. They cross with the hopes of a better life, fueled by the promises of traffickers. This week, at least 1,500 people, including families with young children, were forced to pack up their belongings as police officers with riot shields encircled their camp just east of Dunkirk. In addition, 32 people suspected to be smugglers or to be involved in other criminal activities were being detained by police. Speaking anonymously, the owner of the field where the muddy camp had been set up said he had divided feelings over the evacuation.
Today we have divided feelings. That is to say that people are evacuated who have not necessarily asked to be here, and we, the owners, are living this situation, but we haven't asked either to live it that way. It's a political, global, geopolitical phenomenon. Our site is now localized on all applications as a possible site of occupancy. So today our feeling is mixed, because if tomorrow we're not allowed to use the site, it will again, in my opinion, be quickly and illegally squatted on by refugees.
Il sera de nouveau, à mon avis, squatté rapidement et illégalement par des réfugiés.
The French government says that they dismantled the migrant camp with the main objective being to put people into shelters, especially as winter beckons. Once in these shelters, they are to be informed of their rights, including the possibility to request asylum in France. This human rights worker, however, disputes this and says that the process is highly distressing for many of these already extremely traumatised individuals.
So this morning there is a big eviction here in Grand Centre, and at the same time there is another one in Calais. The purpose are the same actually. Each time police came and destroyed everything. They destroy shelters, they destroy the tents, they force people to leave the field. Bring them into the buses, which like displaced people don't know about the destination, what kind of centres they will be bring to.
A large number of these would-be migrants are seeking asylum, escaping from the conflict zones of Iraq and Afghanistan. They often try to cross the channel in flimsy boats and dinghies. Last week, at least three people were feared lost at sea, as two kayaks were found adrift near Calais. More than 23,000 people have made the crossing from France to the UK by boat so far this year. It's a sharp rise on the 8,000 in 2020. In addition, thousands more were rescued at sea by French maritime authorities. Pre-pandemic, most asylum seekers arrived by plane, ferry or train. The crossings are a source of friction between the UK and France, who were already rowing over French fishermen's access to British waters. UK officials have now accused France of not doing enough to prevent the Channel crossings, while the French says that Britain should do more to help authorities manage the migrants and stop traffickers. Boris Johnson's Conservative government has been less than sympathetic to the plight of refugees. Speaking with Sky UK earlier this year, Britain's Home Secretary Priti Patel said that England planned to crack down much harder on illegal migration in a post-Brexit world.
Illegal migration is a very, very important problem and issue for our country. It has been an issue for decades and decades, whether it's the back of lorries or people crossing the channel in very, very dangerous circumstances, being facilitated by criminal gangs and people smugglers.
In the last number of months, she sought to introduce a nationality and borders bill that many have said would put Britain in breach of the UN Refugee Convention. Under the proposed changes to immigration, people seeking protection as refugees would have their asylum claim partly assessed on how they arrived in the UK. Refugees arriving by what the government calls illegal means would no longer have the same entitlement to claim asylum.
When it comes to claiming asylum, and we are going to change our asylum laws and our asylum system because it's broken, people that are being smuggled, they should be claiming asylum in a safe country, the first safe country that they travel through. More often than not, these are EU member states, rather than taking the risk of coming to the United Kingdom. And so we are going to be proposing legislation. I've made the announcements already. We've published our new plan for immigration, which tackles this very issue, illegal migration, people trafficking.
Ms. Patel had also previously spoken of turning boats back at sea, a tactic yet to be used and condemned by France. Last week, she called the loss of life at sea a tragedy and gave assurances that her work with France were aimed at preventing further loss of life. This week, she met with her French counterpart, Gérald Darmanin. The meeting was sparked by accusations from both sides. Mr. Darmanin had said that France was being used by the UK as a punchball in their domestic politics after Ms. Patel called on the French government to do more to prevent the Channel crossings. The Home Office issued a joint statement from the pair, which said that they had agreed to make the Channel route completely non-viable for illegal migrants and would prevent 100% of the crossings. But the French Embassy in London has walked back from this, saying there was no agreed figure. With no clear solution in sight, refugees making the perilous Channel crossing is likely to continue. This is Tina Quinn with SBS News.